This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Home prices were up at the fastest clip in a decade and a half in the 12 months ended in January, 11% in the big metro areas. That is the latest from the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, which came out today and is also the longest indicator name I think I say regularly on this radio program. The biggest increases in that index were all out west, Phoenix, Seattle, and San Diego. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Almost every house that goes on the market in and around Seattle these days is selling for more than the asking price, and not just by a little.
Maybe $100,000 over to sometimes as much as $200,000 over asking.
Moira Hawley is a broker in Seattle. She's talking about single-family homes in the million-dollar range. She says a lot of buyers are waiving inspections and paying cash. That is true in San Diego, too.
There is so much cash.
Realtor Amy Bramey says she's never seen anything like it.
Cash is winning out. If there's a cash offer, typically the sellers will go for the cash offer.
And there often is at least one cash offer, Bramey says. She's working with one couple now that just put an offer in on a house that they've only seen on FaceTime.
When I called the agent to tell her I was putting the offer in, she said, okay, I have 23 offers right now.
It's a similar story in most metro areas around the country, partly because there are so few homes for sale and partly because mortgage rates have been so low. But Selma Hepp, an economist at CoreLogic, says the fact that home prices have risen so much in the last year,
it's not something that's scary.
Mostly because people are putting so much cash down when they're buying.
And so they have already equity built into their home coming in.
Which is a good thing for the economy, if not for people out there hoping to buy. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.